Now, tell us about this competition that your club won for the state.
Our club received a letter from Tennis Australia, as all clubs across Australia did, inviting us to participate in a competition known as the AO Blitz. It's the first year of it, so it's quite new. It was designed by Tennis Australia to hopefully engage more grassroots tennis clubs across Australia to increase awareness of the sport of tennis and lead into the Australian Open. So we saw this and thought, well, great, that's fun. We can do that because it's going to offer more tennis opportunities for our club in terms of playing and comps and so on. We embraced it. We signed on and we started doing the challenges as set out by the AO Blitz. And it just went from there. It commenced in October, and when it finished on December 31st, it turned out that we were third nationally and first in WA.
That's how it
all came to be. And it was, you know, just as much as a surprise to us as, you know, anybody else, because relatively sort of new club to town. Took on every challenge the best that we could. And given that, you know, Esperance is, I guess, a smaller town in terms of having other clubs to play, and the clubs that are here really only play themselves. We don't play each other. We were a little limited. However, we overcome that by doing more, and it saw us getting our town up to 13th, which, that's my dog, can you hear that?
Excited, you're on the radio.
So Esperance ended up being 13th nationally, and that was sort of calculated tennis power-wise in terms of what we did as a town for the sport of tennis, and that is what ended up getting us allocated Thomas Burdick, who was the number 7 seed. And, you know, as you would know, I mean, he's just won his way into the semis, and, you know, we were just, you know, on the edge of our chairs yesterday.
So tell us, very exciting. What does it actually mean that he's playing for the South Coast Tennis Club? What does it mean? Does he know this?
Yes, he knows this because each of the players in the Australian Open were allocated a player to a club, and that was calculated according to the higher up the club, the higher ranked player was allocated. And those players knew that, and each player has done, you know, different things for the clubs that they're representing around Australia. Because our club won state, sort of leg of the comp, a couple of the committee members went across, and we had the opportunity to actually meet Thomas, present him with a beautiful array of Esperance gifts, one of which was an Esperance red cap, because he does wear the red shorts. And he wore it. We were told that due to security and sponsorship deals, he probably wouldn't. And due to security, he probably wouldn't even be able to accept our gift. But you know what? He just embraced it. He was completely chuffed and thanked us and spent a long time with us chatting. And he was fabulous. And he's got, I can mention, I hope, the photographer, Dan Paris.
Yeah.
His lovely photographic book that he has, one of them we presented, and he will see what a wonderful place Esperance is. And, you know, the Tennis Australia people told us that they could tell he was loving that, you know, he's got us as a town to represent.
I love it. I'm looking at the photo of you, Kathy, with Selma Holthouse and with Tommy Burdich there with his hat on and his sign. Yeah. Esperance is cheering for Tommy. What was it like meeting him?
Surreal. Really, seriously pinching ourselves. We're going, it can't be true, can it? Because, you know, when you see on the telly and you see that massive number of massive-sized, you know, lenses on cameras, they're all pointing at us. And I'm just thinking, crikey. Thomas was lovely. He was making, obviously he's the man. We were there doing what we were doing, and if I could say, it was just amazing. We met him the day after the heat wave, thank goodness, so it was just a lovely atmosphere, and you know, I mean, yeah, I felt like his mother, I must say, you know. You just, it's normal, you know, you forget they're world number sevens and the rest of it, but they are normal people. And I feel sure that he thought that Selma and I were there absolutely to give him encouragement.
Kathy, just to finish up, how have the kids from the Esperance South Coast Tennis Club, how have they reacted to watching Tommy progress at the Australian Open, knowing he's playing for Esperance?
Ah, yeah, well, that, it's amazing. And, you know, it needs to be noted that the fact that he's actually through to the semis now, you know, we are, all of us are on the edge of our chairs, and we'll certainly be gathering as a club this afternoon at 3 out front of the ANZ, a bank down the street, to do some publicity for our club and for Tennis Australia. We'll be joining up tomorrow. The match now that's against Wawrinka is on tomorrow night in Rod Laver. So we'll be getting together to watch that. And, you know, that's exciting because, you know, he was looking like facing Novak, but Novak's out now. So we are looking good.
Oh, I can't wait to see how he does.
Everything crossed for Esperance's Thomas Burdick.
Yeah.
And, you know, big thank you to those people in the town that have supported our club to get us to where we are and helped us to get Thomas playing for our town. It's magnificent.
Well done, Kathy. Great to talk with you today, and no doubt I'll chat to you soon. Thanks for your time.